From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Yes, indeed. This is a great day to be a Giants fan. Let me tell you, this is a fantastic day, as a matter of fact. Hey, welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. This is the post-game roundtable of the win that we just achieved, 17-12 over the Seattle Seahawks. Went out west and pulled off that upset. This is four in a row for the New York Football Giants, for the first place New York Football Giants. We appreciate you calling in. The number here is 1-929. I'm just exhilarated, 929-477-4171. Great win. Great defensive win. Great running game. Everything was above board today. Oh, man, you're going to get the post-game reaction right now from everybody, from Azul all the way down to Manny Dogs today. Everybody's standing by on the line. You're going to listen to a great show today. This is remember to check us out on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, The Bleed Blue Show, www.bleedblueshow. We're everywhere. You can find us as long as you put them together, Bleed Blue Show. 17-12 win for the New York Football Giants. Steve Azul, how you doing, bro?
Oh, my goodness. Dude, I know. Let's get to the roll call, man. Get to the roll call.
How you doing? Is what I asked you, bro. How you feeling?
I'm fantastic. Are you kidding me? With the Seattle.
Hey,
dude.
Man.
But yo,
fantastic win today. Let's get to the roll call.
The stakeholders. Yeah. I'm gonna wait. Then I'll sound off.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Let's see who's in the house before we start speaking. Let's go around the table here. Lady Blue, are you hollering or what? What's going on, girlfriend?
Hell fucking yeah, baby. Hell yeah.
That's all I needed to know. Hold up. Kristen, you in the house?
Yeah, we here.
I knew you would be. That's what I'm talking about. What about my man, Carl? He in the house or what?
Where's my liquor? I need to take a shot right now. Hold on.
That's all I needed to hear. Maddie Dog, what'd it be like, homie?
Seattle was nothing but garbage, Guyana. Nothing but garbage.
That's a crazy DB. DB Nation, where you at, man? Where you at, bro? DB Nation, talk to me, man. I'm sorry. Okay, that's me. I did that. Say again. Say it one more time.
Like my man Primetime used to say, I believe in Eli. I'm going to repeat once again. I believe in the run game, Bleed Blue.
Yeah, Bleed Blue, for real. I think this is my man Bakes. Is this you, homie?
I got two words for you, Chris. Wayne Gallman. Wayne Gallman.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to get to that. And finally, Dre Graham, are you on the line today?
Yo, told you, 10-yard fight in between the guards and tackles, that's where he belong, Bleed Blue.
All right. So, once again, this is the Bleed Blue Show, everyone, 929-477-4171. We get ready to go around the house with the stakeholders, and we're going to kick it off right here with, well, first of all, I want to know what you saw, how you feel, because let me tell you something, being a New York Giants fan, man, it's a roller coaster of emotions from week to week. And somehow, sometimes, we never know what we're going to get into. And this is one of those weeks that we weren't really sure going out west if we can pull this off. But God damn it, you got to believe sometimes, don't you? According to what I understand, this is the first win for an NFC East team over a team with a winning record this year. It might as well be the team that wears blue. So speaking of blue, Lady Blue, you on the clock. 3 minutes, everyone. To speak your spiel. What you see? What you see today?
Well, I saw a lot of bullshit at first, so I was a little mad at first. But 5 sacks, Williams. Engram still needs to go away. I don't care how good he does. He sucks. I'm tired of his ass. Bradbury, a couple of...
Wait. Who needs to go away? Who's that again?
Engram needs to go the fuck away.
Okay, continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Hey, that's right. Lalo two games, two takeaways, awesome. Special teams almost screwed the pooch again. I was yelling at their asses all game. Redberry was balling. Morris, holy shit, the old man has legs. What do you know? He must have drank his five-hour energy drink before the game. Look at that. Okay? I'm telling you. DK Metcalf, we should have drafted his ass. Why? We should have had him on our team, man.
Save that for a pregame.
He was balling.
Save it for a pregame.
Gallman was on fire. Let me tell you that holding call on B.J. Hill and Holmes, I wanted to smack him upside the head. Adams,
yeah.
That Adams dude was flying all over the field to Seattle. I thought he had wings on his feet. He was on one side. He was balling. And let me tell you, Love could have ended the game with that interception, but, hey, I'm happy the way it played out. Once again, our team can't do shit without giving us fans a damn heart attack. I mean, we can't do anything easy, but hell, we did it. Four in a row, sole possession of first place, first team to beat a winning record. And at the two-minute warning, Green Bay just scored another touchdown, and they're up 30-16. I'm liking it today. Oh, I'm liking it.
That's music to my ears. I'm going to get drunk tonight.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead. Continue.
We just put up our tree, and we got the red and blue lights going, baby, on the tree. Always bleeding blue, baby. Always bleeding blue.
Always bleeding blue. That is the wonderful, incomparable Lady Blue, everyone. Once again, 929-477-4171. You are listening to the post-game roundtable of the first-place New York Giants defeating the Seattle Seahawks this afternoon. 17-12. Indeed. Kristen is up. Girlfriend, you are on the clock for your three-minute spiel. Right now.
I think I threw my shoulder out in celebration, but it's all worth it. Let me tell you, they were balling tonight. This is Giants. We had this win. I knew it. Yeah, sloppy in the beginning. I agree. It was a little touch and go at first, but we evened it out. The defense was fantastic. Evan Engram, those two plays that he fucked up cost us some yardage, and that really had me tight. So he's the only one that's really left that really needs to go. Everybody else did so well tonight. Lady Blue took the words right out of my mouth. I was having palpitations the whole friggin' game. McCoy, that scramble with McCoy at the end was, midway through the game was crazy how he got out of that. It reminded me of an Eli play years ago, how he used to just shuffle on out of there and get the pass off. You know, it wasn't pretty, but he did it. He did it, and we got the win, and I'm so happy. Seahawks were 8-4, and we could do it. These teams are beatable the rest of the season. This just proved it tonight. We're busting everybody's ass the rest of the season, and we're coming back fresh and clean next year. I can't wait.
Love it.
If we're balling this well right now, Dallas, we coming for you. I can't fucking wait. I can't wait to see y'all. Last game of the year, I took off. I already requested the day off. That's the last game of the season. That's it. I'm not even going to work that day.
I despise the Cowboys.
Can't even tell you. I can't even begin to tell you the hate. But anyway,
we're going to redeem
ourselves with them, and we're going to bust everybody else's ass the rest of the season. And bleed blue, baby. Good game.
Bleed blue. That was Kristen, everybody, on the Bleed Blue Roundtable. 929-477-4171 is our number. Azul, go ahead and give us your spiel.
Yes, sir.
And tell us what's up. You are on the clock.
First of all, it's not a pro game, but we're going to see that. I'll eat all the crow y'all want to give me, rotisserie, lemon pepper, barbecue, soy sauce, whatever.
Eat it.
And it was worth losing the 4 confidence points on Thursday from the pick'ems. It was worth losing every 4 points of
Definitely.
That shit. Loved it. I want to go to one. I mean, Lady Blue is, you know, about Engram. I only got 3 minutes, so I don't want to ramble on what Elaine and Kristen already said, because I agree. But I want to go back to the point in 14-5, man. Listen, man, I thought they were taking the chance, Chris. as far as kicking the field goal. Normally, I would be all for that. But I would rather have went on 4th and 1, man. I really would have. But it worked out because we've seen this guy, Russell Wilson, do it year after year, Chris. You don't make it a 2-possession game. Or you don't run out the clock, he's going to burn you. And I thought, you know, this it had the makeup of that. It looked like they were going to come back and win. Mm-hmm. And that's what Russell Wilson did. But unfortunately, it worked out for us. I would have went for it when we were up 14-5, but Graham Cano kicked he made the field goal. We move on. But as far as, you know, the Metcalf-Bradbury matchup we were talking about on Thursday, listen, man, they kind of mixed and matched it because Bradbury wasn't on him all game long. It kind of mixed the match. I was kind of surprised at that because remember how we all discussed it was probably going to be Bradbury and that's it. But, you know, the safeties over the top was a huge deal. Julian Love, man, I thought he should have held on to the ball and just ended it there, man. It's just giving us all a heart attack. Like, damn, you had the ball, homie. You had that shit. Man, I was so fucking frustrated because that was like one of those things. If you didn't make that play, you probably lose the game because they come back down and catch the touchdown. But listen, I'm backing up Billy Bob. On that Alfred Morris. I'm telling you, man, I am back in the month. I said this shit for.
I knew it was coming.
Y'all getting up on my man. I get it. I'm with Gallman, too. Don't get it twisted. I'm with Gallman, but yo, you got to use both of them dudes, man. They both played well. The offensive, I like what they did out of the backfield. They used Shane Lemieux as a fullback in the first half.
Sure
I
did.
Loved it. If
they
you can't
sure
get
did.
These guys
that was
on the
awesome.
Field, you got to find ways to make get creative, man. Even though he didn't have a block on that play, I thought it was fantastic. But as far as the game, man, Colt McCoy did exactly what he needed to do. That interception, obviously, Evan Engram, like Lady Blue said. I mean, Leonard Williams, I disagree with Lady Blue on that. I love Leonard Williams today. I love them all. I really can't knock anybody, really. They kept Seattle out of the end zone until late in the second half, dude. I mean, Wilski.
And they were lucky to get that one. Exactly.
Hey, I praised him for his sacks, dude. Don't go there.
I
praised him for his sack.
Okay, we got you.
I gotta say one more thing, man. I gotta say one more thing. I'm off. I want to shout out to the Giant fans on Twitter right before the game. They were confident. Like Twitter was going off. I say about a good hour before the game that the confidence level of the Big Blue fans of say, yo, we got this. We believe in each other. So. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm going to pass it on to somebody else. I'm going to eat the crow, play all the crow all game long. I'll use the confidence. I don't care about that. Man. This was a like Chris said, this was a statement when this is going to wake up the NFL. Like, yo, they went into Seattle and did that.
No
that
one
thing?
Wants to
and
play the New York football about, right now. Exactly.
We talk about how many points the Seattle Seahawks score and all the yards they get. Look what we did to that team, dude. I like it.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to sit back, man. We'll be on Twitter,
too, man.
Checking it out, man. Boy, I'm listening.
Okay, we're going to shout that out, Twitter. Remember Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, www.bleedblueshow, all over the place. Thank you, Azul. We're going to move on. Hey, listen, I'm glad to see the family gets back together whenever the winds start pouring in. And Brother Sim is on the line right now. The champ himself, he's on the line for 3 minutes. Welcome back, homeboy. Give us your assessment, homie.
Good to be back, man. Been working a lot of these Sundays, so ain't been able to tap in. Hey, man, all I want to know is, Steve, get the crow button ready, because I want to know where Jason is, and I want to know where was the lynch mob that he was leading to get rid of Dave Gettleman, bro. How does Dave Gettleman's offseason look now?
Oh, no, bruh, let's talk about the game today.
I'm not talking about the game right now. I want to know where everybody was that wanted to run Gettleman out of here. Now that you have a functioning O-line that could do that on defense. Yeah, you was one of them. Now that you actually got every free agent he signed on defense has hit this year. It took 5-6 weeks, the offensive line with three rookies playing a lot, and you might as well say a rookie center. Gates been in the league 3 years, but this is first year playing center. You good. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. This team is one elite pass rusher and a big-time wide receiver away from being a perennial contender every week. Listen, Gettleman has earned the right to come back next year and finish out the last year of his contract as the general manager of this team. Period, point blank.
Can you give me a linebacker while you at it? I'll take a linebacker.
Hey, Tay Crowder, man. Did you not see Tay Crowder playing today?
I loved it.
Next
I
to Martinez. That's your linebacker right there, man. That's your linebacker
right
there. We have finally had what we've been asking for years, which is rock solid coaching and guys that can get it done. The games that we would give up under Shermer and McAdoo, when you're saying, damn, bro, we don't know, why is it that we don't do the little things to win a game? You see judges leaving no stone unturned. Whatever it is that needs to be done, he's making sure that it gets done. That team is prepared every week. And to go into Seattle with your backup quarterback and win this game today, I'm sorry. If Joe Judge does, if we make the playoffs and win our division and Joe Judge does not win head coach of the year, an investigation needs to be launched in the league because there's no way he shouldn't be winning this award. That's all I got to say. I'm out. Bleed blue, family.
I like that. Bleed blue, family. All right, homie. Damn, I ain't heard from him in a minute. Glad we all
hey,
appreciate.
I need you to play that Crow song, though, Chris, for all the people that doubted Gettleman and wanted him ran out of town, including yourself.
All
play
right.
The Crow sound, man.
Your wish is my command.
Thank you very much.
Your wish is my command. All right, champ. Talk to you soon. All right, 929-477-4171. You are listening to the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Robos Roundtable. Let me give you that score once again, 17-12 New York Football Giants. First place New York Football Giants, 17-12 over the NFC West leading Seattle Seahawks. Carl, talk to us, man, for your 3-minute spiel, sir.
From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tail.
Sorry about that. Sorry, you didn't hear that. That was a mirage. Continue again.
We are from the front lines. I will say that.
Yes, we are. I'll give it that.
Okay. As far as the coach of the year thing goes, maybe Mike Tomlin maybe he retired or something. I don't know, but I'll just leave it at that. As far as the game goes, you know, as I'm looking back at my notes, remember about two years ago when there was a talk about wanting to see more of Chad Wheeler play? I mean, as I watched him play that fourth quarter, oh my God, that was a joke. Watching him getting beaten up by every defensive lineman on the Giants. Hey, listen, all around, I think when you think about this game, it's a lesson in that smart coaching along with smart players can cover up for a lot of a lack of talent overall. And I think the Giants, you know, listen, the Giants right now, as we look at them, are more like a team. And the way I look at it is they're greater than the sum of their parts. You know, individually, if you just kind of look player for player, you'd think, okay, this guy's pretty good. This guy may not be so good. This guy's okay. But collectively, and today was a collective victory, right? All over the place, from the defense to what we saw in the offense, the special teams, I'll get to that later. But that was the kind of win today was, a victory for the whole as opposed to the individuals. And the one play that stood out to me that I wish, and maybe they'll do it tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow because the facilities are closed, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I think everyone should actually take a moment to watch this play over and over and over again. That was in the third quarter. When Wayne Gallman had that run off the left side that went for 60 yards, and just watch the teamwork that it took to have that play go down correctly and for it to be executed in the way it was executed, I think that play should be like a lesson play for like youngsters, for high school people, for college people. Just watch that play. About two or three, that was something that I was appreciating even before they were even winning the game. And that was something that I appreciated a lot. Leonard Williams, earning his future contract money. There is no doubt about that. Give him his credit. And now one decision, and this is something that I've been talking about all year. You know, so folks can disagree with it, that's fine. It's just my way of going about offense, is that at 17-12, when they decided to punt the ball on 4th-and-4, now, I didn't think that was a decision at all. Just give me 20 seconds here on this. I thought the yardage was irrelevant because Seattle had two timeouts. So whether you give them the ball at the 15-yard line or give them the ball at the 40-yard line, it didn't matter. And so the idea behind not just putting the game away right there was just something that, as I've been talking about all season, just go for it, put the put them away and end the game. That was just my thought on it.
All right, got you. 929-477-4171. You're listening to the Bleed Blue Show, Manny Dogs. Hey, Manny, the running game, outstanding
okay.
today.
Okay.
Outstanding.
You want to pair up? Okay.
Yeah.
You want a little wall?
Right,
I'll take
right,
it to wall,
know.
Man.
Montana. Give me what
you
want to
pair up?
We dressed for. We had 190 yards today, bro.
Can I say something, Chris? Can I say something? What I've been saying all year. What I said last week. Can I say this? The formula. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
The formula. We ran the ball 31 times. We passed the ball 22 times. Every game we've won, that has been the formula. That is, I hated the commentators. I think it was Schlerer. They're trying to figure out who they are. No, we know who we are. We smash mouth football. Shout out to Joe Judge, who in the beginning in his first press conference said, we're going to put out a team and a product that the people can be proud of and feel like they represent them. Blue collar, tough, fighting to the end, and that's what we're starting to see, man. If you want to talk about anything, talk about how that man has taken a collection of whatever he has, brought them together, and they're playing for that coach. I don't know if you guys saw his last press conference. He was dressed in Ole Miss. And he said, well, I lost a wager on the Mississippi State Ole Miss game to Evan Ingram. That's a coach that loved his team, and his team loves them. What you're seeing is the result of a team game. This is the greatest team game in the world, and you're seeing what happens when you got 22 men all on the same page, man. Defensively, we played a very confusing scheme. Seattle's offensive line could not figure out who was rushing and who wasn't. Offensively, we kept it simple. We just kissed. Keep it simple, stupid. We kept it real simple, okay? Colt McCoy did exactly what I thought he would do, managed the game. He was off on some throws. He was hot on some drives. That interception, it hit Ingram in the hands, man. It hit him in the damn hands. But you know what? I told you I'm going to give people passes today. So when I say Evan Ingram, that's it. That's all he gets, all right? Leonard Williams has earned his contract. Whether you like it or not, the boy balling, okay? Everybody showed up today, and it was a collective effort. It was a collective success. I couldn't be more proud of my team right now, man. We held the Seattle Seahawks to 12 points. DK Metcalf had 80 yards. Again, nobody's really killed us this year, okay? We've been playing. We're not going to shade them. We're not going to travel with them. We're not going to double them. We play what we play, and it's been working out, man, these last 4 weeks. I'm excited. Bring on anybody right now. I don't care who you got. Like I said, do you want to go to war? I take it to war. That's it, man. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Manny Dogs, everyone. Let me remind you the number, 929-477-4171. We are reviewing. This is the post-game roundtable. We are reviewing the first-place New York football Giants 17-12 win over the Seattle Seahawks as we speak. As we speak. DB Nation, you are on the clock. 3 minutes, sir.
Hey, man. Shout out once again to Joe Judge for not even to piggyback off of what Manny Dog said, but just calling it like it is. It's basically like having five ingredients and someone expecting you to be a five-star chef with just five ingredients. So regardless of what – and Ghetto Bum is still Ghetto Bum. I'm sorry. I can't respect the guy who sits on his thumbs to let countless guys go by in the draft. Thank God for the coaches that we have, because for whatever Ghetto Bum brought in, the coaches cooked up a five-star meal with five ingredients. So that's what I'm going to say about that. He still sits on his thumbs. He's still a cinder block ass. Whatever. We're winning games thanks to those coaches on the field and what they're doing with the little that they have. They're making it happen. That's another reason why the whole Mark Colombo thing happened. Joe Judge did want to rotate offensive linemen when we were getting shattered in the beginning of the season. So shout out to the coaches for them doing what they're supposed to do. Everyone's hitting on all cylinders. Evan Engram, you know, he doesn't get that pass from me still. You know, even though we won, he had some big drops. And there was one where Bobby Wagner, it was pass interference on him. The refs didn't call it. The ball was in his hands, you know, but it should have been a pass interference call. But Evan Engram still has to get it together mentally in terms of drops. There was a play with the screen with Golden Tate where he didn't run his route the right way. So just those little things to be cleaned up. But like I said last week, before I said it was the Arizona Cardinals, but then once they had that blunder to the Patriots, the New York Giants are now the dark horse of the NFL. We're the one team that nobody wants to see. So I love it that Dallas is basically waiting. It's like strapping Dallas down to a chair and watching a buzzsaw slowly come toward him. I love it. And then once that buzzsaw goes right through them through the middle, they're going right into that meat grinder. So it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful scenario right there at the end of the season. And nobody wants to play us. Bring on the Chiefs. Bring on the punk-ass Steelers. Steelers are overrated. That's one game. That was before we had our stuff together. We should have beat the Steelers. And I know Pittsburgh, I don't care what that stupid record is. I know Pittsburgh had to play New York again. Roethlisberger and the rest of them, Mike Tomlin included, will be running, shaking in their boots. Because they know this is a new team. This squad is on fire right now. And we don't even have Xavier McKinney. When he gets in here, oh, you better watch your ass, everybody. So it's a beautiful thing. Before, people were saying we're the dumpster of the league, the NFC least. Now we beat the beast in the West in them Seahawks. So what was that, guys? What was that, commentators and naysayers? What was that? Yeah. Tosin has done it all day. And, again, ground and pound of football. And shout out to Colt McCoy. It's not like anything was missing. Colt McCoy managed the game. He doesn't turn the ball over. And guess what? Colt McCoy has that employee number 8 still needs and still needs to learn. Pocket presence. This guy has that pocket presence. It was beautiful to see Colt McCoy in there make it happen. I mean, he was rusty in the beginning, but who wouldn't be rusty coming in happy during the season to make it happen? Colt McCoy for president. Let's go. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue, everybody. Thank you. That's my man right there, DB Nation. We got a whole host of callers, and we're going to continue this role as we go with frontline extraordinaire himself, Mr. the one and only, Brother Banks. Do your thing for your 3-minute spiel, sir.
What's good, Professor? What's good, family? So, listen, man.
Hang in.
How does it feel? Our first win against a credible team. Fantastic. Now, going into this game, I was concerned with two things. Offense, being able to score, and special teams, especially how they played last week. And we saw what happened with the block punt and some coverage issues, but we didn't lose because of that. Defensively, we've been solid for like 6, 7, maybe 8 games playing through the first half. Wasn't concerned. We're having the 3 points. Second half, I know they would make adjustments. They made some plays. They scored. They closed the gap a little bit, but defense hold. Leonard Williams has officially earned his money. Pay that man. I was number one detractor for that dude, but he's been balling. And I guess it's different for players, I guess, when they're playing meaningful games, and that probably makes a difference. It shouldn't, but it does. And he's been balling. He's been balling. Pepper's been balling. Martinez, you know what I'm saying, as a collective, the defense has been balling, swimming around the ball, getting turnovers. I was confident going into this game that we would win. Offense, we did what we had to do, the run game, Gallman, and the old man. You know what I'm saying? Good combination. Good combination.
Nah.
To beat them up the middle. You know what I'm saying? And pulling them guards and running off tackle and getting on the edge too. That was great play calling. Big shout out to Joe Judge. Joe Judge has taken a collection of players and made a team. That's what you call a coach. A lot of these dudes out here in the league aren't coaches. They have a set offense or set defense that they run, and you got to adapt to it. A coach adapts to their players. He takes the players and highlights their strengths and hides their weaknesses. Evan Engram, I'm not even going to concern with him. He's an issue. He doesn't show up all the time, but he's there. You know, I'm so proud of this team. We've been waiting for years to see the product that we have on the field, for years, to see something that we can be proud. I've been wearing, I'm out of town for work, and I've been wearing my Giant gear every day. every day. You understand? Mm-hmm. Every day. I'm rolling every day because I'm proud of this team, man. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And you're right. When you travel, you pack your defense and you pack your run game. And that's what we did.
Wow.
We went into Seattle and punched them right in the mouth. No one thought we were going to beat Seattle. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
That was a great game.
Yeah,
that was a great game strategy, man. What you said?
Yep. 14-point
underdog.
Yeah,
man. So
yeah.
I am just excited to see what else we're getting healthier as the season is going on. So that's we're playing the best football in probably in the division, definitely in the conference, going into the division. So bring on anyone.
Bleed blue.
I think our defense will stack up to anybody. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
That's big for everyone. Let me remind you the number, 929-477-4171. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All you got to do is put the words together, Bleed Blue Show, and you will find us right there. Dre Graham, 3 minutes, sir. 3 minutes. You got it.
What's good, man? First of all, shout out to Coach Judge for keeping everybody disciplined. Number two, shout out to Graham for keeping the defense disciplined. What I mean by that is you notice Williams and them, you know, they had a hell of a game rushing the pass, rushing Wilson. That's because, like the commentator said, you could see it. When they rushed Wilson and he retreated, they didn't run after him. They ran to the spot where he was going to be at. And that's what you got to do. You got to be disciplined. You know, he take off, and, you know, he got the upper hand on you. And by studying and being disciplined, you know he's going to make that little spin off to the left and come back and throw it. You run to where he's going to be in a position where he spin that. You run straight for that spot, kind of like the quarterback throwing to the spot, not to the receiver. You got to throw to where the receiver going to be at, not to the actual receiver. That's number one right there. Shouts out to, you know, like I said, everybody being disciplined. Like in the past, you notice how when that one play Love was on Metcalf, he caught the ball, got the first down. What we do? We threw Bradbury right back on him because he was, you know, he was doing good the whole game against him. In the past, what we would have did? We would have took Bradbury off the second half and threw Hosley out there. Remember Hosley? Garbage. The garbage cornerback in the history of cornerbacking. Garbage. We would have put him on there, let him get beat all game, but that didn't happen. Like I said in my final thought last week, stick to what got us up in the game. Stick to what works in the game. And that was putting Bradbury on Metcalf. We stuck to that little combination right there. And like I said, you know, week. You know, 10-yard fight in between the guards and tackles. That's where he belonged. But they threw a little curveball and put him out there in the flat for that touchdown. That caught me off guard. It caught the defense off guard, too. So good job all the way around, man. Special teams, defense played a hell of a game. Offensive line held up. Colt did his thing. The only thing Colt pissed me off first drive that we had when we got the ball at the half is third down, and you throw the ball in between three defenders. It damn near got intercepted. If that ball would have got intercepted, man, that would have been a hell of a momentum swing for Seattle because they would have had it at, like, our 40-yard line.
Okay.
It wasn't perfect, but it was close to perfect. I'm pretty happy with the win and how we held our own.
All right. Bleed blue on that. Thank you, Dre Graham. Dre Graham, everyone. Yeah, the Giants, first place New York Giants are looking everybody in the eye now as opposed to looking up or looking sideways. Hey, they're on the top of the division. They're feeling really good, and this momentum should be able to be enough down the stretch to continue this process. 929-477-4171. Here is the captain or the leader or the manager of the Alfred Morris fan club. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, in his feeling. 3 minutes, Philly Bob.
Good evening. game ball. We need to get game balls out to the defense. But personally, we need to get play the game. Like, you know, I told y'all MVP. I mean, not MVP, but he holding his side up. But, hey, listen, Carl, the reason why you said you should enjoy that run, that was because Alpha Moore set that run up for Gallman to run that ball. Because notice Gallman wasn't doing that in the whole first half. You know who set the tone? Alfred Morris. He started the game off with a 5.5 average carry. We almost damn near lost the game in the first half by not giving the man the ball. That was the only positive thing we had in the first half. And just to finish it off, you know what, Steve? You know what you were talking about, that field goal? That's what I'm talking about. Because if you would have just get, we would have just set the tone, if we would have just ran the ball for the first down with Alfred Moore. We would have had to kick the field goal. You know who got in the red zone? Who set the trend for the red zone? Alfred Morris. I don't care how y'all want to cut it, slice it. The only reason why Gallman had these breakout runs is because Alfred Morris set him up. You know he was going right. But as soon as Alfred Morris was touching the rock, he that's what happens. He slowed the game down for the man. Because who off that off tackles with the pull of guard, you know who set that run up? Alfred Morris. He got 6 yards on that play. And then you know what happened in the second half? That's why he was able to break. Gardner was able to break. Because of Alfred Morris. Hey, man, MVP goes to Alfred Morris. We're not going to discuss this here. We're not going to even talk about how Jared almost caught this game up by not running the ball. That's why you said what you said about that field goal. Knowing that you know we can run the ball all game and almost blew it by not running the ball with Alfred Morris, almost killed me. I told y'all, if we want to go to the playoff, this was a playoff game. I said, if we want to go through the playoff, get Alfred Morris the ball. He set the tone up. Hey, you know what, Betty? He said, Betty, don't even hand me the ball. Throw me the ball. Just throw me the ball. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. He's going to catch it. Oh, I'm going to have a flashback. Deion Lewis, I'm going to give you a flashback of Saquon Barkley missing blocks in the backfield. This is why I say, you know what? Just get Alfred Morris a damn ball. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Hey. When I see Jamal Adams come in and did, I thought about Saquon Barkley. And I say, you know what? Y'all get Alfred Morris in this goddamn game and let's set the tone. We are playing football here. There's nothing to discuss. Hey, listen. Y'all see how they had to claim on Alfred Morris? That's what it is. It's all about Alfred Morris. We're going to bleed blue Alfred Morris all year, for the rest of the year. I don't want to hear about what Garmin did. It was because of Alfred Morris, bro.
Okay.
Co-captain with you, okay. Billy Bob. I'm with you, homie. I'm with you, man.
Yeah. Next time, Billy Bob, you need to get a little bit more emotional so we can understand what's going on, bro. Billy Bob.
I don't know how emotional y'all want me to get. Alfred Morris was emotional for me today, bro. He took me home. He got us home today, bro.
You're in your feelings, and we appreciate it. We got to move it there. I got a lot of callers. All right. 929-477-4171. For the 3-minute spiel, hey, welcome back, G6. Do your thing, homie. 3 minutes, sir.
What's going on, man? Hey, look.
What's going on?
I ain't got too much to say, man. I mean, I was on here 2 years ago when Gettleman got hired. And I told everybody, be patient. It's going to take 3 to 5 years for this team to really turn around. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the fruits of his labor. Everybody clowned him when he got Leonard Williams. But I knew what Leonard Williams could do. I knew he could do what he's doing now. A lot of it was because of coaching. A lot of it was because of coaching changes and stuff like that, scheme nuances and stuff like that. I knew what he could do with the right coaching and the right atmosphere. He's showing you what he can do now. So I was never mad at that trade. He showed you again today what it is, what it's about. I like the chemistry him and Joe Judge got together. I think it's together. You want to call it computer people or whatever he did, but look at Cam Brown, Carter Coughlin, Tay Crowder. These guys were late draftees that Carter Coughlin, Cam Brown were just small. That's the only reason they didn't get drafted high, because they're small guys. They're light in the ass. So that's why, but they have talent. They have speed. they can play. They were this staff and this regime was smart enough to pluck those type of players out of the air and bring them on this team. And those guys are star. Those guys are getting a lot of play time, either starting getting a lot of play time or what have you. Like I said, man, be patient. I knew he was going to turn it around. It was no reason to get emotional. Billy Bob going to be emotional anyway, but that's neither here nor there. But it was no reason to get, you know, go over the top with it. I was just sitting back waiting, man. You know what I mean? I knew that at some point this team was going to turn around. Coaching made a big difference. And you know, it is what it is. You know, now we're seeing this team trend the right way. But I think it's a collective effort from the top down why this team is doing what it's doing. You know, you got to give props what props are due. That's all I'm saying, man. Bradberry, Martinez, those guys are free agents. They brought them in. Get them and sign those guys. They were hits. And it is what it is. I mean, those guys balled today. They did their thing today. You can't do too much for Metcalf. I thought Bradberry did a bang up job for who that guy is. That guy's a load to handle, and I thought Bradberry stood up to him and did what he needed to do today. So that was fine. I'm just glad we're going in the right direction, Chris.
Yes, we are.
I'm just glad we're going in the right direction. And I just I'm just telling everybody. That's why I told everybody to be patient. It takes time. You can't flip a switch and be good. It just takes time. There you go.
Well,
everybody
enjoy.
Like
you said. Yeah. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You say.
No, everybody enjoy it. Let's ride the train, man. We're only going up from here. That's it.
All right. Bleed blue. That's G6, everyone. Appreciate that, bro. All right, man.
Welcome back, G6. All right, all
right. Hey, it's everybody is trending in the right direction. And right now, we are going to keep this ball rolling. Victor's on the line. Vic, I ain't heard from you in a minute. Let's do 3 minutes here on the Bleed Blue show.
Kudos for the Giants coaching staff for the game plan they had against Seattle, especially with the quarterback. Defense was swarming. They were at the ball. They were pressuring all day long. I was worried about them scoring against Seattle, but they did. They scored. Also, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Well, I really just wanted to say that the coaching staff did a hell of a job with the game plan today.
Right. Yeah, they did.
And,
That's all you had?
Also, you know, this team reminds me of the 2007 and 2008 Super Bowl champion because at that time the Giants came out of nowhere and won a Super Bowl. But I'm not saying that they're going to go to the Super Bowl and win it this year. But they got that fire in them, and it showed
right.
in this game today,
right.
especially.
Upward trending. Okay, cool.
And that's all I got to say, guys.
Hey,
thank you very much for letting me be on the show.
Hey man, bleed blue, man. You know this is what
bleed
it's for.
Blue all the way.
Indeed. Listen, I'm going to go two more callers, and then if you hear something, I'm talking to the stakeholders online now. If you heard something that you wanted to hear that you found interesting from one of the other callers, hey, make sure you address it. I'm going to ask you to remember that question so you can address it to the group the next go-around. Right now, at Everything NYG, Robbie, what's up, man?
Yo, guys, what's going on? What's going on, dude?
Woo!
Dude, I love the energy from everyone. It's been a minute, but I got you, man.
Yeah.
Just real quick, you know, for me personally, just in my personal opinion, there's going to come a time and a place. I'm not going to criticize anything from today. I don't like Gettleman. I'm not going to say fire and anything. Nothing but good things, man. I mean, we have to all look at it and look at, yes, there's going to be stuff to fix about every single game, every single player. But it has been 4 years. I don't care what you tell me. Since you stood up and looked at your TV and screamed in December for a Giants game. It has been 4 years. And even when we were there 4 years ago, we knew where that was going. We knew what our staff looked like. We knew our team was old. We knew our team was weird. You know, man, these days we're the youngest team in the league. We have a coaching staff that's just built of freaking iron. And just all the way from the top down right now, man, it's just – it's clicking, and that's what happens. Is that's why I know if there's one thing you guys can say, I've always said, is I would rather play the young guy that's determined. That's just – look at these guys that just are playing for a job, playing for a contract, Yiadom, all these guys. Those are the guys, in my opinion, that deserve the most credit because, man, they came from nowhere, out of nowhere. We have sixth-round picks, seventh-round picks, and those are on gentlemen. I'll give them props there. But ultimately what I'm saying is this team is a completely different breed because of the coaching staff. Joe Judge deserves every bit of respect that he's going to get. In my opinion, he is the coach of the year. You know, it's just been Patrick Graham. I'm scared for him because, I mean, he should be a damn head coach. But, man, I mean, just enjoy this feeling. Don't worry about critiquing. Don't worry about what went wrong. Man, worry about what went right. I mean, this feels – I've been outside running around. I mean, for me in Florida – you know, 59 degrees is pretty freaking cold, man. And I've been out here for an hour just running around, just waiting. I'm still out here in shorts. All right. You know, I'm freezing my ass off, but I just wanted to come on here and, you know, look, we deserve this, man. I mean, just love it. It's four straight. I mean, not too long ago, we were 0-4. We just won four straight. And we're at the head of a division where we probably likely just secured it. So think about it this way. Right. Don't think anything but positivity, man. We won. We just beat the Seahawks, man. That team hasn't missed the playoffs in, what, 5 years? Unless I'm tripping.
Something like that.
So,
like Big
yeah,
longer than
so
that,
man, yeah, don't worry about the offseason. Don't worry about who we're going to fire. Don't worry about what went wrong on the first play of the game. I'm not saying anybody specifically. I'm just saying just be excited. Just own it, man. Love it. I'm so happy to be a Giants fan. I'm happy to be on here with you guys. And let's just keep this shit rolling, man. I mean, all hail Judge.
Yep.
Enjoy this, guys.
Indeed. All right. Bleed blue. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. At everything NYG. Appreciate you, man. Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
It feels good to – that's right, man. It is December 6th, and the New York Giants are in first place, and everything right now, where's the wood at? It's feeling pretty damn good. All right. Obviously, you're checking us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you're not called in already at 929-477-4171, but we're going to keep the show rolling with Big Sean. What up, homie?
Yo, what's up? Will you put me in the queue at 112? Hey,
nah, you
are
356, bro. 356.
I'll just play it.
356. Oh, 556. I'm sorry.
Hey, yo, with all respect to D6, hey, bro, like my man said earlier, it's been 4 years. I'm happy to do what we're doing right now. And Bully Bob, we're going to keep this going. That's right. You give that dope. Alfred Morris. Alfred damn Morris running the damn ball. He's the MVP. He did his thing. That's right, Bully. I'm with you, Bully Bob, all the way. Before I go on, look, I got to apologize to my Giant fans. The beginning of the season, I just had no hope. I think on defense, we're ahead of the game. But to bring up what I've said, and y'all can run the tape back on this show for many years, the run game. The run game. I told y'all about Saquon Barkley, and y'all were like, well, hey, the way he runs, you know, we got to conform the offense to how he runs. No, you don't. The Giants went old school today. They
yeah,
have
did.
Some blockers up in there. They have some folks. I've been saying it for how long now? You don't conform an offense to a single guy. Because when we did that, look what happened to OBJ. Look what happened to other – I mean, it's just facts. He has to conform to us. He gives back – there's no way in the world. If he ran like Alfred Morris, if he ran like Gilman, oh, my God, dude would have had close to 200 yards today. But his running style will always get him hurt. He has to change. I've said that for years. I said that for God. Don't mind
right.
me. I'm at the cigar lounge smoking the stogie. Smoke everywhere. Victory cigar, y'all. I'm not mad at no one. The quarterback, Colt McCoy, did what he had to do. You know, I'm happy. You know, I feel like I said, I'm not talking no Super Bowl, that's crazy, man. I'm not talking about we just came out of nowhere, no. Our GM still needs to get fired. This is all on the coach. The coach, this man here,
he's just coaching a great team. He's making everybody believe that they're winners. I said that when he first got on the scene. This dude here, you can tell, we're going to do great things. He's making people that really shouldn't even be on the field, making them believe what they can do.
Right.
That's just all right. I have to say. It's a great coach, man. But that run game, oh, man. When Danny does come back, when he does know what to do as a quarterback, we're there. Man, them 3 minutes went fast.
Yeah, that's what happens when you be puffing on them damn Dominicans. Okay, so that's what happens. Hey, Big Sean, we coming back around. I'll talk to you in a minute. All right, 929-477-4171. And I tell you, man, hey, you know what? This is it's almost like it's a surreal feeling, man. Because normally this is we've gotten so programmed to just being ordinary. Now we're coming out of that a little bit. And I see, I'm going to say something really crazy to all of y'all right now. And this is not a jinx, and it's not going to be one. But this kind of thing right here, the way we look, this is how it starts. This is how dynasties start. I'm just saying, building blocks, step by step, little momentum shifts, little energies, sort of when you combine them together, they make great things happen. Isaac, what's up, man? Blue Show, you on for your 3 minutes.
Man, living the dream, man. Dude, look at this. We go to Seattle. We run the ball. We play defense. Williams is in the backfield all day, double team, triple team. And then we get our old friend Wheeler helping us out at the end, like a revolving door, like he was known here. Helped us out. How beautiful is that?
Yeah. Continue.
I mean, I tell you what, man. I'm about to make my plans to Tampa because I know damn well that's be the first game I see live this year.
No, man.
That's how fired up I am today.
Man.
I mean, you look at these teams in the NFC, none of these teams are any good. I mean, they all have flaws. You know, we get this run game going, we get Jones back. Man, the sky is the limit. I'm feeling good. And, you know, the one thing we're not talking about, you know, the difference in this game today was that safety being a safety and not a touchdown. Because they go down 10-0, who knows where this game is going into halftime there.
There's always these near misses and these little moments. Yeah, you're right. But we're headed the right direction, bro.
I tell you what, there is no better feeling than since 2012 when we beat the Patriots. That is today. But one thing I got to say is we need to still upgrade this wide receiver crew. And the one guy who just got released from the Lions, and Smith, is somebody who can really help this team. He can really get down that field, and he catches the ball. He's been underutilized in the last year or so, and he started to make his mark in Detroit, and they cut him. Let's go get him. Let's finish this prize right here, right now.
Is it too late to acquire anyone like that? I don't know. I thought this was a certain vision. Okay. Maybe not.
Well, he goes through waivers. You know, who knows how many people pick him up. But you know what? You got to put a waiver in. We need somebody who can actually stretch this field and make plays down the field. I mean, we're in good position. I'm very happy where we are. You know, from Gallman, to our boy getting the job done late in the game, running in Penny with a couple big runs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Alpha Morris, MVP, as they're saying. I mean, why not? Let's give him the trophy today.
Wow.
So,
okay.
I am just full of joy. Boys, let's all enjoy this, and let's roll the train, and let's bring on Arizona.
All right. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. I appreciate that.
Bleed blue.
That's Isaac, everybody. Wow. Okay. So, Azul? Well,
yes, sir.
This, you know, everything is trending. You know what? You know what? It's good to hear all the frontliners and stakeholders give some kind of positive spiel throughout an entire show, whether it be post or pre. And this, it's really, really a beautiful thing, man. I'm actually feeling really, really good based off the energy that we are having right now. So this
it's quite simple
really
because
true.
They're listening to what we've been saying since the start of the season. So when Manny
right.
Dogs and DB Nation or Billy Bob say something on a pregame for like 5 weeks, as far as, I don't know, let's run the ball. Why not? I mean, we have the line to run the ball. That you gotta play to your strengths. And I think this is part of where Jason Garrett is succeeding versus last year with Pat Shurmur, because we have the tools, the pieces on the O-line to run the rock. And as we should with whether it's Colt McCoy or Daniel Jones, I believe in running the ball with a youthful line. And the things I saw today, what I didn't expect them to do, is like use Shane Lemieux as a fullback. That could work. I like that. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a lot of jam at guard, and somebody's on the sideline, you got to get your best players on the field and get creative with it. So, yeah, I'm with Isaac as far as we definitely need another receiver. And then who knows? I mean, maybe we could shock some things if we still keep this thing going. But as like Lady Blue and Kristen said earlier, hey, you know what? Everybody's playing sound, solid football. It's not sloppy, no stupid penalties all these years we had on the show. Like,
right.
It's just been good, clean right. football, and we've played close games. A lot of these games have been close. Like, DB Nation, we could have beat Pittsburgh, but, you know, game number one, no preseason. You know, Pittsburgh's a veteran enough team. They've been together with each other for years. I can understand that loss, but we've been in a lot of these games except for the San Fran game. So, you know, and even though the record doesn't show that, but we know that watching the game, that this team has been playing better as the season's going along versus the last, I don't know, 8 years, where the further the season's going, the worse we got. This is new territory not for Big Blue fans this decade, but for this podcast. As a matter of fact, except for 2016, that was the only year we had a good year with McAdoo. Outside of that, it's been terrible, but I'm happy. I'm glad everybody's happy, man. Twitter, Facebook, this is all going on.
Right.
Instagram, everybody's happy.
Right.
Can't expect more.
Right. That's right. And when your team is winning, you're winning. I mean, it's just feels good. We are – the New York Football Giants right now are a problem for everybody coming our way. Lady Blue, you up next. Lady Blue just alluded to me that obviously Arizona's lost 4 of their last 5 games. They're on the downturn, and they have the nerve to come to MetLife next week on my birthday. They're going to get their ass kicked. I'm going to put that out right now. I know that's something for the pregame, but I want them to know right now they're in for some shit. Nobody wants to play us. DB Nation said that earlier. Nobody wants to play us. Not right now. Not when we're rolling like this. Baby Blue, go ahead and echo me, please. I'm sorry.
Hell yes, that'll be a great birthday present to the both of us, baby.
Both of us, back to back, yeah. that would be sweet.
And not for nothing, the way we've been playing the one turnover we had today, I blame Engram, but our quarterbacks have had really zero turnovers in the past few games, which is key. We are learning from our mistakes. We're in December. We're finally getting our shit together. And let me tell you, like everyone else said, if we keep rolling on these teams that people think that we have no chance in winning, watch out when we make the fucking playoffs, people. Watch out, because we love being the underdogs. And you know the underdogs. Do not. I mean, watch out. I mean, we are all fired up, and I just can't wait. December football, here we come, because, no, like everyone said,
right.
No one wants to play us. Be afraid. Be very afraid. And we're out to kick everybody's ass, because we have
That's
to prove
right.
something. Yes, we started 0-5,
right.
but it's not how you start. It's how you fucking finish. And
Absolutely.
We finally learned to win some games, and we're finally playing like we should be playing. And, yeah, Joe Judge should get Coach of the Year, because he has really turned this team around. And I'm a happy Giant. I am happy, and I'm rolling. I just wish to God our team wouldn't give me a heart attack every Sunday or Monday or whatever the hell we play, because my heart can't handle it.
We'll do that. But
other than that, we will be bleeding blue forever.
That's right. You know, the Giants have to be taken serious. When you look at the current playoff picture, you're going to see the New York Football Giants logo or emblem or whatever you want to call it right there in that NFC East spot right there. And that's a good feeling to have this late in the season. So people know that we're here. They know that they're very aware of what the Giants are capable of. And there are people like maybe players that are in, say, like the Seahawks locker room right now that are hurting. Like, what the fuck? We didn't expect that. You know, they thought this was going to be a pushover, obviously, with the point spread, and it just didn't work out that way. And I like that. I like that because if you bleed blue, you have, oh, magnificent. So does anybody have any question for anyone else alluding to anything else that was said during this podcast thus far? Anyone, anyone, anyone? I'm going to go down the line. Kristen, do you have any questions, my dear?
No, no questions.
Carl?
No, not really. We got a lot of people on the line tonight.
Okay,
I'll save it for Thursday.
I got a question. Okay, cool.
My
bad.
Oh.
No, no. He,
I got a question. What's going to happen? What's going to happen when we get Devontae Freeman back?
Out.
Yeah.
Give all three the ball.
Out. Answer that question, DB. Answer that question, DB.
Why that question ain't coming to me?
What could have happened is continued greatness. Instead of a two-headed monster, it's going to be a freaking hydra. The three-headed serpent will be among the NFL. Welcome to greatness.
And we still don't have a bark.
Earth, wind, and fire.
That's right. Another earth, wind, and fire. Exactly. DB, you got any questions for frontliner Bates?
I wouldn't say I have any questions. Just I'm just happy to be here.
Winning, and now y'all don't have no questions. When y'all was 0-5, it was a damn questionnaire.
we're enjoying these moments because you know we're enjoying these moments here. So I'm just happy that two coaches later, with the players that have been put on this team, the coaches are actually making an impact. Not like the scrubs we had with Mr. Magoo. And who was the other moron? Shitface Shermer. So these coaches are clearly proven that they have reinvented the wheel in New York. And it's showing. It's showing right now. So it doesn't matter who we play. I just feel confident that with that run game, and I agree with what Steve said, on that 4th-and-1, like the way at that point in the game and the way our offensive line is destroying people, go for it at that point. What was it, 17-5, I think. Hey, there's no way we wouldn't have got that 1 yard. And it would have been at their 30-yard line anyway. The defense was playing well. So we got to continue to impose our will. And now, once again, I haven't said this in years, we're a fair team now. Because now if you're that defense going to play the Giants offense, you know we're coming at you. We're lining up under center, I formation with a fullback and maybe even an O-lineman at the fullback spot. And you're going to get punched in the mouth. So this is beautiful. It feels like Giants football once again. And it kind of feels like the Road Warriors are back. Manny Dawes and I would always talk about it. The Giants, when we get on the road, it's just something about it. It's like their confidence goes up. They just play better. I feel like the Giants play better on the road over the years.
Okay.
But it feels like we're back.
Especially when Eli.
It feels like we're back.
Hey, DB, I got a question for you and then everybody else. I got a question for you, DB, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you spoke about confidence, right? And we talked about it on the pregame as far as we all expected Bradbury to have all – we thought we were going to have – Bradbury's going to travel with Metcalf, right? But what about the confidence of the second quarter, Yeardom? You know what I'm saying? Isaac Yeardom. Like, he had a lot of snaps against Metcalf – or not a lot, but he had some snaps. That's got to help his confidence too. But also my other question for you and then anybody who wants to answer, what about the biggest difference you've seen up until this point this season with Patrick Graham versus James Betcher from last year? Like, if you know, personnel, calling plays.
Good question.
How would you answer that?
Great question there. Well, for one, the opposing corner, Isaac Yeardom, he's been a silent assassin out there. He's been holding it down. We have not been hearing his name called for penalties or him getting beat or roasted. So, shout out to number 27. He's doing his thing at corner. Now, the difference between Betcher and who we have now, I mean – well, personnel, yeah, but just the scheme, the way he's doing it, the way he's able to adjust. Like, if I'm running man or zone blitzes and it's not working, Betcher would just keep going. Oh, well, that's what I drew up in the script. I drew it in the sand early this morning when I was in the bathtub. you know, like, switch it up. Adjust, coach. You're supposed to adjust as a defense, as any coach is supposed to adjust. And one thing I like about Patrick Graham, in the beginning of the season, not so much, because he was kind of running some silly zone, stupid defense, prevent, whatever he was running. But he switched it up. He made adjustments, and he'll make in-game adjustments as well to put the right players in position to make plays. You're not going to have a safety playing D-end and a lot, you know, a D-tackle drop back in the coverage. No, put the guy who plays that position in better position to win, and look what we're doing.
Bam.
Hey, can I answer that, too?
Yeah.
The biggest difference between Betcher and Graham is disguise. Today was the perfect example, and I think it's the first time today the Giants, you're starting to see that they mastered what Graham is trying to put out there. They are disguising their fronts. There was one point, and I don't know if you guys caught it, I listened to what the lineman be saying because there's no crowd so you can hear it. They called out two or three different numbers as a linebacker, and then Russell had to correct them, and they were talking about Coughlin. He said, no, he's down. So that means the offensive line is confused on what their blocking assignment is because there's so much movement and there's a lot of guys moving around and changing positions. And one looks like a coverage guy and another guy looks like he's blitzing and then they drop and switch. It's once you start masking that, you now dictate the pace of the game. And that's the difference between Betcher and Graham. I don't know why you call him Banks. Graham. He dictates when his scheme is functioning, when the guys understand what they're doing, he's dictating to the offensive line what they're going to do. And like I've been saying all year, if you control the trenches, you win the game.
Okay, let me move down the line a little bit. Let me do that line a little bit. All right, Brother Bakes.
Yes, sir.
You have anything to comment on that?
I want to answer that. I think another issue between Betcher and Graham, too, I think Graham can make his schemes, if they're developing schemes with the talent he's got. A problem I had with Betcher was that he had to keep getting players from Arizona. He had to get a linebacker that knew his offense, that knew his thing. To me, like I said before, that's not a coach. I can only play with this guy. You're not a coach. You know what I'm saying? Graham is a coach. He took the collection of what he had there. They got some pieces,
right,
and they lost pieces, and they had to add pieces, and he made the defense work. This defense is flying around the ball, generating turnovers, and even without a consistent pass rush, we get good coverage. It's really a no-fly zone. We bend, we don't break. We don't give up big plays. We don't get burnt. Remember how we were last season with Baker? You're getting burnt every series. It's a different dynamic, and the coaches have a big part. I mean, I even think Garrett called a pretty decent run game plan for the run game, you know, and we take what we have as a collective and make something out of it. And to me, that's the difference between those two. I'm excited. I'm not going to complain about it. I'll leave Gettleman alone. I'm just glad that we're playing meaningful football in December.
Wow. Okay, man.
I have a question for the next stakeholder. We won the game with Colt, and Jones is still at 100%. Do we rest him another game and let Colt play, or do we bring him back?
Yeah, Graham, answer that.
All right, yeah, I'm here. As far as that, man, like I didn't get on the show Thursday, but one of my arguments was all week to answer that question. I didn't want DJ to play this game because the simple fact of who everybody played, I saw it that either way, win or lose, we still were going to come out on top and first because I don't see anybody else winning in our division. Washington might can win because Pittsburgh is known to lose to a sorry ass team that's not even on their level. They've been doing that for as long as I've been watching them. But I'll put it to you this way, man. because people were saying, "Oh, well, we'll put him in there. Just don't have him run." My thing is, we done seen the Daniel Jones that's a pocket quarterback. 16 games, 20-something fumbles, and more than 16 fumbles lost. That's the Daniel Jones that we would have saw today, because he would have been, you know, worrying about that hamstring. And then even when he didn't run, he got to plant that leg down and push off the hamstring to put zip in the ball. And, you know, he passed him 35, 40 times. And I just was scared that he was going to get injured. Now, if the hamstring feels okay and he can, you know, throw the ball, plant down, put zip on the ball, and be a little bit mobile, I don't see a problem. But still sitting him out, I will probably still do that, because, like I said, unless somebody wins in the division. But I don't think nobody's going to win in the division this week, so.
Okay, so Dre, what's your question?
Actually, I really don't have a question.
Okay, no problem. All right, well, thanks. Hang on. Billy Bob, you got a question, sir? I'm afraid to ask him.
Do I have a question?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But everybody should be asking this question. Yeah, I know. They should be going over there. Defense. You know what? I really want to say the defense played so hard today because of Alfred Morris. They just kept the game close enough for Alfred Morris to bring us home. You know the one Alfred Morris scored? Hey, listen. Hold on. Wait. You know when Alfred Morris scored? You know when he scored, he hit a home run, right? That's indication sign that say he's bringing us home. He's bringing this Super Bowl trophy home for us. Those are home run hits, bro. That's all we need. All we got is hits right now. There's no question to be asked.
Hey,
he gonna solve all our
answers. Hey, Billy Bob, where do we get the Alfred Morris Anonymous Fan Club T-shirts? Where do we get those at?
You know where you get them from? When we all can turn around and say, New York Giants, thank you for knowing your personnel. Your personnel is give Alpha Moore the damn ball. Just know what your personnel is. That's where you get it from. Just know your personnel.
Okay, let me ask somebody else. You got to kill me, man. You're killing me. So, wait, hold up. Let me ask somebody. Hey, at everything, at everything NYG, Robbie, tell me about do you like the Alfred Morris acquisition, bro? And how do you think it's affected our team so far off the bleed, man?
I mean, shoot, I was just vibing. I was just gonna ask y'all what we drinking tonight. But I don't know if I'm as excited. Like I think I'm sorry, I'm not good with names, but whoever's the big fan, I don't necessarily think he's the second coming of Jesus per se. But, no, I think he's great. I think what the Giants have done correctly, or more so should I say Joe Judge, is kind of what everyone's been saying, is personnel. You know, throughout the years, they didn't really know how to utilize the players they had where to play them. I mean, you even see someone like Tay Crowder. That's not a guy that should get in the backfield based off his size. And you know, but when you spend every day in practice with these guys, you kind of start to understand. You know, Nico Laulos, he's not a defensive end, but he lines up as one. That's why when Joe Judge got here, my favorite thing he said out the gates was, I don't care how much you're paid, and I don't care what you're listed at. If you can help this team, you're going to play, and you're going to play at that position. And we're seeing how well that's worked. You know what I mean? Just no matter who it is and no matter how they run. I mean, today we had Shane Lemieux at fullback, man, and that worked every time. It was 2 for 2 on third down. So you have to look at it that way. His personnel is so important. So Alfred Morris absolutely fits right in there. Outstanding game by him today. And, no, I think every single way that they're using these players that we have, you can really get anyone at this point. With this coaching staff, they tell you where to do and where to line up, and the scheme will help you. You'll fall into place. So we're on a good track, man. So no matter who the personnel is, yes, Alfred Morris is great, but I don't care who it is. It could be Barney. He's going to score a touchdown.
How do you feel about that, Big Sean?
I don't think Bonnie's gonna score. He's not really athletic. But anyway, I hear what you're saying, brother. I give you kudos. Okay. But I do want to answer another question that was asked earlier about
Go ahead.
Sitting Daniel Jones another week, and I feel like maybe you possibly should because you do want him at 100%. Because basically, really ask this question. What's the difference between Daniel Jones and Colt McCoy? Daniel, he runs a little bit more, maybe a stronger arm, but until he gets that pocket present, you're basically talking about almost the same quarterback. So whatever happens, like I said, we would have lost today. You know, I know some people are like, hey, we should have put in Danny. No, because who knows what, you know, would have happened. It, you know, once he, you know, gets patient and he really becomes a quarterback that's adjusted, then fine. I think he was on his way to getting there. As long as he has no mistakes, we're fine. That's basically with the whole team. We have to play just about a perfect game in order to win. Colt McCoy did a well job. He's a backup. He's a quarterback. I really hate using that backup, but, yeah, that's what he is. And that's his job to do, is to come in and be ready to play. And he did a great job to me. We won.
He held it down.
And, yeah, I think the next game he should be in there, because it's really another tough game. The really games that I worry about, the Arizona, but our defense is playing so well. I'm really worried about that Cleveland game because Cleveland is running over everybody. They remind me of San Francisco early in the year. So, but other than that, I say two more victories and we got the division. But yeah, that'd
you
want to
comment
question.
On that?
What's the difference between?
Well,
go ahead,
well,
do your thing, brother.
No. Go ahead. What's the difference between what? Good. Ask that question.
No, what I'm asked
though,
what's the difference between Daniel Jones and Colt McCoy? To where, you know, everybody want to rush Daniel back into play.
Well, he made the trip, though, okay? So he's close. So, I'll let Isaac answer that. Go ahead, Isaac.
Well, let's thank Lawrence Tynes for Daniel Jones being there. Lawrence Tynes gave him a private jet to get to that game today. So, I mean, that's a positive. But, yeah, there was no reason for him to play today, you know, with everything going on. For him to play next week, yeah, we need him. We need to send the message, knock the Cardinals out of the playoffs, and win our next two or three games and build from there. But there is a big difference in quarterback from Colt McCoy to Daniel Jones. Colt McCoy, you know, some of his passes were a little uneasy. If you looked at his footwork, he was not throwing off that back foot. He was throwing with no power coming off that back foot half the time. And if he would have executed correct mechanics, some of those passes actually would have been caught correctly. I mean, going back to the Ingram throw, that was on the quarterback. That was not on Ingram. You know, but, you know, you've seen improvement in Daniel Jones the last couple weeks. And, you know, Daniel Jones is our future, our leader, and he belongs out there. And let's go win this. And then, you know, hopefully we can sit him later on. But you know what, right now, we need him back in there, and we need to win these games.
All right. This has been exhilarating. So I'm going to let everybody go ahead and give their final spiel as we wind down this wonderful day. And Lady Blue, you're up first as usual.
Final thought is I'm going to relish in the four-game win streak. We're on a roll. Defense is balling. And let's bring on Arizona, because like I said, they've lost the last four out of five games. They're on a downspin. We're on an upspin. So let's just keep the fire burning, boys, and shine bright like a diamond. Bleed fucking
blue.
All day.
Kristen, I ain't heard from you in a minute. Go ahead and tell me what you're thinking. What's your final thought?
Just consistency. Let's just keep the consistency up. You know, we're tightening up every week. Every single week we're tightening up. The defense, the offense. We're learning from our mistakes. We're making huge strides. And what better right in the middle of the season? It can't get any better than this. The rest of the season, we're just going to smash them. I really think we're just going to take the rest of the season by storm. If we could beat these guys tonight, we could beat anybody. So I'm ready for the challenge. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm not intimidated by anything. And also, I just want to make a little side note. Pittsburgh is destined to have a loss. Just putting it out there. So, bleed blue all day. I love our boys. Let's keep this ball rolling. And let's take the rest of the season by storm. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Paul, final thoughts, sir.
You know, Chris, as we say goodbye, I remember last week, or maybe it was this past Thursday, I told you and we told everybody that I sensed there was a smile, and you can hear it over the phone today, the smile on folks' faces, that good mm-hmm. football has arrived, and the anticipation of Sunday's game, which brought the victory that the Giants got today. And you can hear it again for this last hour and change, just the pure joy, the happiness, the excitement, the feeling that here we are in December and the Giants are in first place with a chance to really do something. Who knows where it goes, but just that feeling that we've been missing for so long, that we've been beating down for weeks on this show, months, years, and to finally have it, you know, this last month here turn around in the way that it has, you know. Who knows what the future holds next week, but it's just a good feeling to have. I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but it just feels really good right now. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's Carl, everyone. Manny Dogs, give me a final thought, sir.
Listen, man, you know who the Giants are right now, man. We the guys that just showed up to the first place banquet with a tuxedo T-shirt that don't quite go over our belly button. Our ass cracks are out. We got big, hairy forearms, and we just put a fist in a mac and cheese tray. And was like, yo, you got any more mac and cheese, guys? And everybody hates us because we smell like shit. But nobody wants to fight us, and nobody's kicking us out. We're here to stay, boys. Big blue.
That's right. That's right. That's right. There you go. Manny Dogs, everyone. DB Nation. Final thought.
Yeah, that was
joke. Yes, sir. It feels good to be back on top where we're supposed to be playing Giants football, making it happen. And as long as we continue to run this rock and play this defense, wait till we get Xavier McKinney back. It's going to be a problem.
Oh,
it's going to be a bigger problem for the rest of the league than what it already is. So I believe in the defense. I believe in the run game. And I'm sorry, I forgot the caller's name that asked the question. What's the difference between, you know, Colt McCoy and Daniel Jones?
Big Sean.
Only difference
Big Sean.
Is, yeah. The only difference is Daniel Jones is like 15 years younger and can run a little bit. But, you know, I didn't miss Daniel Jones. You know, he's a game manager and he's learning. So, Colt McCoy, I'm happy that Colt McCoy was the person to play in our biggest game of the year with everything on the line, because Colt McCoy has pocket presence and Colt McCoy is a veteran who's not going to turn the ball over. So I would never wish for anyone to get hurt, but look how things have happened, and Colt McCoy is there for a reason. Colt McCoy for president. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Oh, man, what a day. What a day. Frontline extraordinaire, Mr. Bay.
Chris, you would say it was a beautiful day. That's how Steve
would say it.
There you
go, beautiful one.
Guess,
yeah, absolutely.
Guess
absolutely
what?
Beautiful.
We are still in first place, big win, and we're playing our best football going into the latter end of the season. What more can you ask for? Let's keep this good feeling rolling. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's frontliner. Dre Graham, quick final. Oh, my bad.
Like I said last week, too. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Like I said last week, you know, just stay consistent. Whatever's working for us in the first half, or whatever's working at the time that we got the game close and everything seems to be, you know, 50-50, whereas the game could either go either way, just stick to that. And one more thing that we need to do for the rest of the year. Don't feed Martinez his pregame meal, because that boy – man, he possessed, man. He be all over the damn field, man. Like we don't feed him before the game. We feed everybody else, and we don't feed him. He be out there mad as hell. So that's what we need to do. Keep him, you know, keep him focused. He been focused all year, man. Just
right.
Playing lights out all year. All year. What, he got like 100 and something tackles solo?
106.
Something crazy like that. But yeah, and like I said, consistency, bleed blue. That's all I got to say
bleed
about
blue.
That.
Bleed blue. Uh-oh. Billy Bob?
I ain't saying my boy had to be the second coming of Jesus, but he is the second coming of our best running back. Because yet, I told y'all, when Alvin Moore's got there, he's been our best running back. Our running game has been productive ever since Alvin Moore's got there. You go look at the stats, he still holds the best average on our team, and he got there late. That numbers don't lie. You go look at that. And as far as this, let me call out some names. That boy Bradbury look like Corey Webster. That boy Holmes is starting to look like Aaron Ross. I don't know who yet him looking like, but he can look like Will Allen. He can look like Will Peterson. That boy Jabril Peppers look like Antoine Rowe. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, this almost looking like what I felt what it's looking like to me. You see the names that I just mentioned to y'all when I said them DBs right now? That's who they looking like. Hey, I gotta go back in past memory notes and find out who that boys was. Then the same, wherever I was giving the defensive line all their credit, I was like, hold on, in that Super Bowl, please give them DBs their credit with Aaron Ross and all the boys were stepping up doing their thing in that Super Bowl. That's what I'm starting to see out of Isaac get them. I see out of Bradbury, I see out of Holmes. Holmes is looking like Aaron Ross. Every second of he's just a rookie. He does look like Aaron Ross right now. But hey, let me tell y'all something.
What?
Batman, Alfred's back. He got us. Our butler got us. He made sure he did some house cleaning. Alfred Morris,
okay.
Final thoughts, bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Next time,
yeah.
Speak up so we can hear you, bro. Let's speak up so we can hear you, okay? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. You are off the chain. The show don't work without you, man. I'm only kidding, man. Oh, man, that's funny. Rob, final thought at everything at NYG.
Yo, yeah, pleasure hanging out with you guys again. But, bro, that shit had me laughing for a good 5 minutes. Whoever was like, we smell like shit. But nobody, that was hilarious. That was so accurate. That was perfect. That's exactly what the Giants are. Like, everyone's like, damn, you know, like, sneak this from across the room. Like, look at that dude. And then, like, you know, are you going to go say something? Hell yeah. That's the Giants. I love it. I love it, man. But, no, great win. I'm going to get going on these silver bullets. Y'all have a great night. Pleasure talking to y'all. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Rob at everything, NYG. There you go. Big Sean. You finished with that cigar so you could do a final thought, sir?
Yep, it's done. I like to say first, if, you know, we got any wrestling fans out there, rest in peace because the man retired, the great Undertaker. But then as we go back to football, it's been nice, Carson Wentz, but I guess it's over with you and Philly. Don't have to see you no more.
Thank you.
So do what you need to do. Bleed blue,
right.
Baby.
Bleed blue, bleed blue. And Isaac, give us a final thought, sir. Isaac. Are you on mute, man? Hit your mute button, bro.
Oh, my bad. Sorry about that. I was yelling over here, having a good old time by myself. Well, Colt McCoy, 2-0 versus Seattle. He should start against them every week. Every team should go call Colt. And then my boy Jason Garrett calling the run plays. I mean, you know, Dallas crying over there. They're like, why couldn't they do that when he was our coach? But look at this. We are first place, and I'm going to enjoy it. Go blue.
Yeah. Wazoo. Another show has come to an end. Obviously, the Seahawks are shocked. They as shocked as Danny Garcia last night, man. I mean, this is just – they wasn't expecting somebody to come into their house and do this shit to them. But it happened, and now we're here where we are. So what's your final thought, sir?
Final thought, let's just keep it rolling. We're playing some good football at the right time of the year. Let's try to get some separation. And then as far as how Pittsburgh and Washington do on Monday night, we'll see. Hopefully Pittsburgh wins because then that would actually be a two-game lead, even though the Giants would, in the standings, be one game up, but we won the tiebreaker versus Washington. But I also want to say it has nothing to do with football, man. Floyd Mayweather, bro, just retire, man. I mean, you heard about him flying the YouTube dude. Man, just retire, man. Come on, man. I know this. Just retire.
What
man.
Is
just,
that
just,
about?
Just,
yeah. Really?
I think him and Nate.
You
want to
know the answer?
Nate Robinson are close. So that's what that.
You
want to
know the answer
that
to
that?
Chris, you want to know the answer to that?
What?
Okay.
What is it?
They came out with the numbers. They came out with the numbers yesterday. That Tyson Jones fight sold 1.6 million pay-per-view buys at $50 a pop. That's $80 million.
Yep. Yep.
So
yep.
This is free money. Free money for Mayweather if he wants to.
Let me finish this up. We'll be back on Thursday for the Cardinals. All the episodes, people on Twitter and Instagram following the show, you can either go to the Spotify app, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Stitch, all that shebang, or, I prefer, play the episodes on BleedBlueShow.com, go to the podcast, or you can stream all the episodes right from right from the website. So, great dialogue, man. It's good to be on a winning note, man. I'm glad that Giant fans are happy today. I really am, man. Bleed Blue.
All right. Bleed Blue. I'm going to echo what Azul just said. Check us out for the hockey on Tuesday, the Ranger Proud, Parker Ave Show on Wednesday for the up-and-coming New York Knickerbockers, and, of course, the Thursday show that he just alluded to, which is, this is what we do. That's our show right here, everybody that's on this podcast right now. And listen, just like he said, the archives on iTunes, the Podcast Republic, and Stitcher apps, and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Check all of that out. And as far as Facebook is concerned, check out the Bleed Blue Show Facebook page. You'll see some things on there, some video episodes, some comments, highlights, breakdowns, the whole nine yards. This was a great win, a great day, a great time to be a New York Football Giant fan. We are in first place for the second week in a row. It's going to be like that for the rest of the week. I think the Cardinals are in trouble come next week. Hey, look, everything is working on all cylinders right now, and it's just perfect. I want to thanks a lot to Asim and Jet and Victor and Rob and Isaac and Billy Bob and Trey Graham and Bakes, Frontline Extraordinaire, my man DB Nation, Manny Dogs, Carl, Kristen, and the one and only Lady Blue herself. Hey, man, we bleed blue every goddamn Sunday, and it feels real good right now because it's real special that we're kicking all this ass. This has just been exhilarating, man. Once again, the final score, the first place New York Football Giants 17, the Seattle Seahawks 12. It's been real. Thanks a lot. Bleed blue, y'all. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.